Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Michael Cohen of The Athletic joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Michael, appreciate the time, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, fellas.
So you look at these two outside or inside linebackers right now, reading the piece that you and Ben Fennell did on The Athletic earlier today. You guys had Devin Bush be more of a system fit for the Green Bay Packers over possibly a Devin White. Is that primarily because you think Bush might be there for the Packers at 12, or do you actually think that he is more of a fit for the Packers and what Mike Pettine wants to do on defense?
I mean, the thing that I've heard in talking to people, you know, around the league and also just people that, you know, monitor the draft and everything is that if you don't get one of the two Devins at inside linebacker, then you can wait a little while before you get one. So it's kind of like, you know, if you can have a horse apiece pretty much, either one of those guys is going to be a dynamic player. I just think that from Devin Bush's standpoint, I just love the sideline to sideline athleticism there, and I think a little bit more coverage ability. And so when you look at those two things, you know, that's an area where Blake Martinez has struggled. He's been great coming forward, great against the run, great job communicating the defense. Where he struggles a little bit is in coverage and making plays sideline to sideline. He's not the fastest linebacker. So I just think that complimentary wise, that could be a nice fit for them there. And Ben agreed after looking at the metrics.
Now, I read that piece today and I thought it was great. And I texted you after I read it. But knowing that you're doing it with Ben Fennell, the biggest Brian Burns fan on planet Earth, I am not surprised to see Burns there. What do you think of him, the edge rusher from Florida State?
Yeah, so this is one where obviously Ben really likes him, and it's also a situation that I think in terms of availability, it's a reasonable person to have there. I think that when you look at the guys ahead of him at the edge rusher position, you know, Nick Bosa is going to be gone, Josh Allen is going to be gone, and then nobody seems to really know about Montez Sweat because all it takes is one of those teams in the top 10 to feel really good or comfortable with his heart condition, and all of a sudden he goes, you know, early as well. But Burns is a guy that I think could be there. And, you know, one of the things that I wonder if the Packers could benefit from a little bit is just kind of mixing up the types of rushers that they have. You know, when you go back to, and again, I haven't been on the beat for that long, but if you go back to just 2015, my first year, and you think about the different types of guys they had to rush the passer, you had your two big guys in Julius Peppers and Dayton Jones. Then you had, of course, your Clay Matthews and Nick Perry. But then you also had guys like Mike Neal and different options that they could throw in there. And Burns would just bring a different element. He has a different kind of bend and a different kind of burst off the line of scrimmage. And I just wonder if you can get different types of rushers, if that makes it more dangerous against offensive linemen over the course of an entire four-quarter game.
First of all, before I ask my question, I'm offended that Steve has your cell number and I don't. That's first and foremost. I absolutely love what you and Ben does because I love when people can watch film and then put together some of the big time numbers like metrics and analytics. But I want to get to my particular question. For some reason, people think that they may be looking at a quarterback. Now, we don't know who it is, Drew Locke or Daniel Jones. We don't know. But Mike, how would you think that will go over with Aaron Rodgers and the team knowing that they'll be drafting for the future, his future successor? Is that a big deal?
You know, this is one of the great questions, and I think you can even expand it beyond the quarterback position. So one of the things when I'm learning about these guys that I'm trying to figure out is which of these guys can contribute now and which of these guys need a year or two. Now, obviously, if any quarterback comes in, it's going to be a couple of years, maybe even as many as three or four, before that person gets to play with Aaron Rodgers here. So I just don't think in the window that the Packers have right now, with the free agents that they signed and the way that those deals are structured, where the first 2 years are the most affordable and the last 2 years are the least affordable, I just feel like within either this season, 2019 or 2020, they've really got to make a huge push and go for this if they want to try and get to the Super Bowl with the guys that they have. So in my opinion, it doesn't make a lot of sense in 2019 to take that quarterback because if you can get a guy that you think, even if he doesn't impact your team as much as you thought he would this year, if you can give him one season and then you give those new free agents one season, all of a sudden in 2020 you're looking a lot more potent and a lot more dangerous. So maybe at that point, if you feel comfortable with what you've got, maybe 2020 is a decent time to take a quarterback, because then that guy sits a year or two and all of a sudden you're out of that window I just talked about in terms of the free agents and everything. So I don't really buy it in 2019, Leroy, mm-hmm. but I could absolutely see it next year.
Okay, let's go. Let's take it further. I mean, you're a brilliant guy. How about calling up Arizona, giving them a fifth round pick for Rosen, and he's your heir apparent. And now you got a quarter, you've upgraded that position, and you still can do something else at 12. You can go Jonah Williams. You can trade up for Quentin Williams. You can do whatever you want. You can get polite. I mean, it's a lot of things you can do there. What did you think about that scenario? Maybe going to get a veteran. Well, not really a veteran, only been in the league in 1.5 years. But what do you think about that opportunity?
I think that would make more sense. I mean, you would know. I mean, you've seen countless guys come through the league in your time. You can be what looks like the greatest quarterback prospect on earth, but until you get in an actual game in the regular season, nobody really knows
Absolutely.
If it's going to look the way that it looked on tape. And so I think that the fact that Rosen played last year and has been in games, and, I mean, heck, he won a game at Lambeau Field. I mean, if he can do that, then you know exponentially more about that guy, even though it was only one season, than you do about any of these college guys coming out. So if you can truly get somebody like that for a mid-round pick, a fifth-round pick, in a year when the Packers have 10 selections, but I don't think they will ultimately end up with 10 players. I don't think they're going to have, you know, that type of roster space. I think ultimately they're going to make some trades up in either the middle rounds or maybe the early rounds to try and better their position and end up with fewer than 10 guys in the end. So maybe one of the ways you do that is by calling Arizona and seeing what you could get. I don't know if they would do it, but I would absolutely pick up the phone and try it for the exact reason that you just mentioned.
Talking with Michael Cohen of The Athletic, and a great piece him and Ben Fennell did right now. If you are not subscribed to The Athletic, you probably should go do that. What they did was they went back to the coaching staffs and the teams and the drafts of all these guys, of LaFleur and Pettine and these guys from all the different teams they've been on, and kind of try to piece together who might be good mm-hmm. candidates for this roster. Let's talk about off-field characteristics of guys that you found along the way that make the most sense for him. And the reason I bring that up is Jeffrey Simmons, the defensive tackle from Mississippi State, who obviously is coming off of his injury and may not play at all this year, but also has red flags off the field from a couple of years ago. Is that a guy you could see the Packers possibly snatching at 30 if he's there, based on all the research you've done?
You know, that's a very fascinating guy for a lot of different reasons, because there's people out there that will tell you, if you purely look at tape, that this could be a guy that would go, you know, in the top 10 in the draft,
yep.
top 20 in the draft. He's that good. The problem is there are some serious issues health-wise, first of all, with the fact that he just tore his ACL in February. The second part of it is that there is this really disturbing video out there of him getting into an altercation with a woman, and it's very clear in the video. I watched it just yesterday because I actually hadn't seen it before, but you can see him punch this woman two or three or four times when she's on the ground. It's
yep.
on YouTube. It's easy to see it. In my opinion, and again, I've never been in the draft room, I'll never be in the draft room, but personally, based on the morals that I grew up with, I would have a hard time bringing somebody where for the rest of his life, you can go on YouTube and see him punch a woman in the face. I would have a hard time bringing that person into my organization. Now,
well, Cleveland don't care about that kind of stuff.
Well, that is true. And again, I mean, these guys make the big money for a reason. They're going to make the decisions that they make. And, you know, maybe it's just too simple with the pressure in today's mm-hmm. world to say, well, you rule a guy out simply because of this. But I just know if I was in that chair, I wouldn't feel comfortable about it. And Leroy, I'm sure you could speak more to this than I can, but when guys do have off-field problems, or if there are rumblings or rumors about guys with females in terms of violence, that wouldn't sit well with me as a teammate, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, especially because I thought for the most part, that's why Ray Rice never did get a job again. So we mm-hmm. thought we set precedent on, especially if it's on or off tape, this is what they hired somebody who's supposed to take care of these kind of things. But again, when they get close to 2 days before the draft, a lot of this stuff is leaking out. Teams will be glad this stuff out, so they'll fall. Players like that will fall to them, and then they'll just deal with the consequences later. Because ultimately, it's about winning games, not about morally how good these guys are. And I think it's sad in a way, But for the most part, I do. I'm a Christian young man. I like to give everybody a second chance. But I'm like you. I just don't know if I can answer questions and questions and questions every day about how good a young man is off the field when it comes to domestic violence or things like that, allegedly. But to me, if you come back to the teams and you think you're not going to be this high again, okay, if you're the Green Bay Packers, there's no way I can be this high again, okay? They have to get a starter, a potential Pro Bowler, or whatever at this position. I want Jonah Williams. Again, they're going to select guys that they do their due diligence on, and they brought a lot of guys in for interviews. So I don't know at this point what they're looking for. I don't know if you even heard. Did you hear any of the Gutekunst press conference? I think he was sending a lot of subliminals out there, Michael, to say that if we select the guy, the team has to pretty much accept him, and hopefully this guy can turn out to be a great player.
Well, the thing, there's 2 points that you just made that I think are really, really good. The first is that this Packers organization is not used to picking at 12 because they've had such a good and long sustained period of going to the playoffs. So in my opinion, I've seen lots of people say, well, they should trade down. It's a deep draft at the top. And I get it. I understand why people say that. But I just feel like in this draft, when you get a chance to pick at 12 and you're a franchise that doesn't usually get that opportunity, 12 should be the lowest that you're picking. If they want to move up a little bit, I would actually advocate for that over moving down from 12. Now, if you want to move down from 30, we can have that conversation all day long. I have no issue with that. But I just think, like you said, you need an impact player, you need a starter, you need somebody to help turn the tide under the Matt LaFleur era. And so I just think it makes the most sense to do that and take a guy either at 12 or earlier than 12 and try and get a legitimately special talent. And then the second point that you made was, what do I think they're going to do? Well, your good friend and my good friend Tom Silverstein did his annual article about how compiling all the different guys that have come in for top 30 visits. And I was looking at the list just before you guys called me. You get 30 visits. They spent 5 of them on offensive linemen that could go in the first 2 rounds. So if you're going to use 1/6 of one of your most precious commodities on one position, that to me seems a little bit more than just subliminal messaging and sending smoke and this kind of thing.
What do they do for quarterbacks?
That's a ton of resources.
What do they do for quarterbacks?
Protect them.
No.
Thank you.
No, that was
Thank
good.
You. Finally, I got a
no.
smart guy on the radio.
No.
That was fantastic.
That, okay, I worded that
Thanks
poorly.
Thanks for coming
that was,
on.
That was well
We
done.
Appreciate it, Michael
no, no,
Cohen.
No, stop.
Go to The Athletic. No, everybody man. Should subscribe. Should I stop, Steve? Yeah,
just hold on a second.
That
I was
amazing.
Asking him how many quarterbacks came in for visits. That's what I meant.
Oh, okay.
Say that again. I couldn't hear the end there.
Yeah, because Leroy is still laughing. How many quarterbacks came in for visits? That's what I wanted to know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have the list in front of me right now, but I think Locke was the only one.
And they were trying to get Jones, but they couldn't come up with a time or whatever, right? Yeah. That was the other one, possibly.
I think
gotcha.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Again, that's Tom Silverstein's reporting, not mine,
Good.
But I
right.
trust what he says. So.
Perfect. All right, thank you.
All right, Michael, appreciate it, man. We'll talk after the draft, all right?
No problem, guys. Talk to you soon.
Michael Cohen of The Athletic joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.